Fans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, fresh off a not-so-good weekend in Miami,
and
Mark.
Not so fresh, really. I mean, you talk about that defeat, Patty, very similar to the Atlanta game, even worse. And I think that when you look at the Atlanta game and this Miami Dolphins game, and I've been here from the very beginning, I'm going to say that this was the worst loss they've ever suffered as a franchise. It was that bad. And somehow they have to get over it very quickly because the season still possesses a whole lot of opportunity for them, a whole lot of positives with the instability of the division. But I know we have a lot of things to get to first.
Yeah, 41-0 at the half, and I don't want to continue to rehash that game. I'd like to put it behind us. But really, can you even sort of, in all that we've heard throughout the course of the week, sum up what actually happened?
Well, what happened is this. They kicked the ball off, and the Texans got a good kickoff return, great field position. In fact, the best drive start after a kickoff this season for the Texans, and it all went downhill from there. They fell behind 41-0, as you said, and there's really not much you can say here. Offensively, constantly three and out. Defensively, allowing gashing plays, 450-yard-plus scoring plays in the first half, and then it was over. And you really felt like, yeah, they battled in the second half, but that was one of those real mysterious days for this franchise and one they have to put behind them very quickly.
Well, one good thing I do want to point out, and it is our HCC play of the week, and that would be Jadeveon Clowney's very first sack of his career.
That's going to be the one, huh?
That's it.
J.D. Clowney gets his first sack, and it was great to see because he's been getting very close but no cigar. He finally gets it. J.J. Watt said earlier this week, hey, you're supposed to get sacks in this defense. You know, no one's having a party over the J.D. Clowney first sack, but it is nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And then some not-so-nice things to see late in the game. Yeah. Arian Foster goes down with the Achilles.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, what's Arian doing in the game and everything? Look, Arian's in the game because you're still trying to score touchdowns. You're still trying to win the game. If they had gotten that late two-point conversion, they're down 16, and I know it would have taken a miracle, an onside kick, a score, and all that. The rest of it, but at least they were still fighting, and that's what you want to see. Unfortunately for Arian, he's done for the year with the Achilles injury. Now, I'll point this out, Patty. Remember, Devier Posey got hurt in mid-January, made it back for the start of the following season. DeMeco Ryan's been through a couple of these. Arian does have football left in him. He can play. We'll just see how it plays out for Arian throughout his recovery.
Okay, well, all that aside, the big story of the week happened really the night before the game, and that was with Ryan Mallett missing the team flight and what transpired after
that. Yeah, it's a very sad thing, too, because we had such high hopes for Ryan Mallett, and he got numerous starts this year, and, you know, Mallett has all that talent, but not enough. Talent is certainly not enough in this world, in any walk of life, whether it's sports or the arts or whatever. And Ryan clearly has some things he's got to get straightened out. They finally decided they've had enough, and they went opposite ways. Mallett tweeted out something very positive about the organization, apologized for letting everybody down, and they re-signed T.J. Yates this week. But it's unfortunate that Mallett could not pan out the way they wanted.
Okay, well, lots of discussions throughout the course of the week on the release of Ryan Mallett and the signing of T.J. Yates.
First thing about TJ, he's a very bright guy. He's a good teammate. He's good in the locker room. He had very good recall last night when he came in here of our offense. And he was able to go out there today. And when he went in there, he was able to operate the offense. He actually made some really nice throws today. So he's obviously been working out and throwing while he, you know, wasn't on a team. So, you know, we have respect for TJ, and we're glad that he's here.
You know, being here last offseason, you know, I was here during the offseason OTAs and mini camp, and just getting back into it. It's a lot of stuff, very fast, but pretty good recall. I just got to, you know, grind away at it. You know, I'm going to be in this building nonstop until I get it down. So the time being, if you want to find me, I'll be down the hall.
Well, it's good to see T.J. Yates back in the fold for the Texans, Patty. Remember, he had that great win in 2011 and led the playoff march when Matt Schaub got hurt that year. And he's been here in OTAs with Bill O'Brien's first activity as a Houston Texans head coach. So there's some familiarity with the offense. It's kind of like learning a foreign language. There's some recall there. That's good stuff. He'll be the backup to Hoyer.
He definitely will, and he will be wearing number 6 in lieu of his old number 13. All right, we've taken our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll sit down and visit with running back Chris Polk. Stay with us.